The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible study course. Lesson 1. Why the Bible is the Word of God. Glossary. A glossary of biblical terms. The Bible, the books, Greek, Biblia, that are acknowledged as canonical, authoritative, by the early Christian Church. It includes both the books of the ancient Hebrew prophets and those of the apostolic witnesses to Jesus Christ. The Hebrew Bible, the books of the Old Testament. The languages of the Bible, mostly ancient Hebrew for the Old Testament, Aramaic for a small portion of Daniel, ancient Greek for the New. The New Testament, the 27 authoritative books of the apostolic writings, the four Gospels of Christ, Acts, a history, 21 apostolic letters, and the book of Revelation. The Old Testament. Those books that make up the Hebrew Bible, generally accepted by Christians, Jews, and to some extent, Muslims. It contains a threefold division: the Law, the five books of Moses, the prophets, and the writings. Oracles. In the New Testament, the term means divine utterances and generally refers to the entire Old Testament or specific parts of it. The Scripture, or the Scriptures, the divinely inspired writings of both the Old and New Testaments. The term Scripture is used in the New Testament to refer to both the Hebrew Bible, see Luke chapter 24, verses 44 and 45, and the new apostolic writings accepted as inspired, see 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. Secularization, or secularism, the silencing of the supernatural, an implicit denial of the miraculous in explaining human existence.
Thanks for listening to Glossary. In Bible study course, Lesson 1. Why the Bible is the Word of God. To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.